You down on Radio 1. So, it's going to get very exciting, Dave.
Very tense this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, we're next factor.
I like that man at the beginning.
Coming up, still to come.
Anyway, let's bring in the man, everybody's favourite judge. It's Mr. Louis Walsh. And here he is. Oh, Louis!
Christopher.
How are you?
I'm very well, sir.
God, look at your eyes. You're not in a morning person, are you?
No, this is the middle of the night to me.
Oh.
As a breakfast TV, you know, to me is like Desert Mail, you know?
Oh, God, tell me about it. How are you?
I'm very well, Chris. I'm really glad to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. I've seen you before.
I saw you at the GQ Awards, but I was afraid to go over and talk to you.
Many people are afraid of me. But I'm a pussycat, Louis. Yeah, that's what I am.
And you're Irish.
I'm Irish. My mum's from Dublin.
I know. Have you got connections in County Galway?
No? I don't think so.
Family from Mayo, aren't they?
Yeah,
I'm from Mayo.
That's, are you Mayo,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I'm from Mayo, yeah.
Dad's family's Mayo. He's what a Mayo part? Man. Oh, I'll find out.
Do you know?
I've forgotten.
No, that's funny.
I do know, and he'll tell me off.
That's funny.
Throw some places at me,
Westport.
Mayo.
Westport?
No.
Ballyhonus?
No.
Castlebar?
No.
Kelchimo?
No.
That's where I'm from. Okay. It's a big county.
Well, no, I know. It's like the middle of nowhere. It's like in the boggy
bit. People called Miles, that's why.
The what?
I went to school with guys called Miles.
Did you really?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. Honestly.
It's a quite a rare name.
Honestly, I hope we're not related.
Wouldn't that be... You could be my Uncle Louis.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
I'd love that. You're a millionaire. I'd have a rich uncle. Actually, I've got a rich uncle. Morning, Colin.
You
anyway. So are you excited for the weekend?
I'm a bit nervous, yeah.
I bet you're a bit nervous.
I want to win this bloody show.
Do you think you're going to win?
If I don't win it this year, I'm never going to win it.
Do you think you're going to win it this year?
I don't know. A lot of people are saying because Shane is favourite, a lot of people are not going to vote for him. And those two guys from the North, their competition, Journey South.
How?
I don't know why. I don't, because they're from the North.
I don't mind them. I like them. I like them.
I like them too.
I like them. But I've got to say, I was last week, I was a bit concerned when Brenda went.
So was I, because...
Because my worry was that three judges should be, you know, would be left with an act each. And that if that for that theory to work, Brenda or Andy had to go. Yes. And I'm thinking, well, the weakest of the lot was Journey South, especially last week. Yeah. And Brenda went, and I just thought, I hope that's all true and there's no rigging going on.
Well, I thought Brenda should have been in the final, Chris, too. Yeah. I really, really did. Like, she's not in my category, but I think she works so hard.
I thought Andy was going to go last week based upon his first song.
But Stevie Wonder was breathtaking.
No, but his first one, though, the Brian Adams one,
yeah, everything I do, I do.
Yeah, was poor, I thought.
It
yeah.
was just okay.
And he went and did that thing with his kids, which I thought was a bit...
Yeah, and who looked really bored as well when they had to get off the... Did you see the face on the girl when she kind of got ushered off by obviously someone with a clipboard?
Yeah, I mean, we never use kids on the show. I mean, a lot of people have used all sorts of tricks and, you know, choirs and dancing girls. Chico had everybody on stage.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Everybody. I think Sharon should probably do a duet with him next time.
Oh, my God, don't.
Okay,
please.
Well, I think it's possible in this show.
That'll be hell. Hell on earth. I'd rather possible. Michelle McManus come back.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
So you think you're going to win?
I don't think I'm going to win. I think we'll only win, Chris, if we get the votes.
Right.
But we need the votes. We'll and win. I think Journey South are probably going to win at the moment.
Do you think, honestly?
I really, really do, yeah. Because everybody in Northern England is behind them. And if I don't win with Shane Ward, I mean, I'm never going to win.
They're all so different, though, aren't they? I mean, they're all completely different acts and could all win for different reasons.
Yeah, but who's going to have a career? This is a talent contest. It's not a popularity
contest.
Well,
this is it. Mm. But then, see, you know...
Go on.
I'm a bit of a geek about X
Factor. Go on.
Normally, by the way, I hate the live bit. I don't care. I like the auditions. That's my favourite bit.
That's the funniest thing.
I don't care about the live show. But this year... I think there's been genuine, I'm going to sound like an ad for your show, but I think there's been genuine brilliant talent in it.
There has.
And a bit of rubbish.
Well, better than last year. Much better than last year.
Oh, a million times better than last year. And so I watch it. Brenda, for me, I could buy into her. I've already bought into her being a star.
Me
I could
too.
Absolutely. We said on the air last week when she went out, Fatboy Slim should call her up, get her in the studio and make a big modern day dance diva classic song with her.
Totally. Or even Gladys Knight type song, you know, Candy Staten, that type of thing. Yeah.
All that. But I think she could sing, you know, dance them proper.
She can sing
brilliant stuff.
Anything. And she's a really nice girl. She lost all that weight.
I know.
She gave it 100%.
God love her.
And I thought she deserved to be in the final.
And then there's... Oh, it's just like being on the show, isn't it?
Go on.
I hope you're in the final next week. I like it. So, but then I watched Shane, and I do think he'd have more of a career than Andy, who I think is brilliant. Andy is one of my favourites, but I think Shane would probably have a better career than Andy. However, Shane, yeah. Shane, all Shane says every week is, "I really want to win. I'd love to win. I'd love to win. We know you want to win."
Well, I don't tutor him as much as Sharon tutors Andy.
Right.
And Sharon tutors all her acts, what to say, what not to say. I just work.
I think Shane should say, "I'm not really bothered," to be honest.
No, he should.
It's up to you, do you know what I mean? In fact, don't vote for me, vote for Andy.
Well, you know, if it's a talent competition.
I know.
It's not a popularity contest. And whoever wins has to have a career in music.
Yeah.
Needs to sell millions of records. I think Shane is a bit of a young Robbie. Young Robbie, a bit of a George Michael, a bit of a Will thing.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Do you like that bit where he sings really high?
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
I don't like that.
I think it's a trademark. You'll know it's him singing.
I don't like that.
Wait till you hear The Weeknd. He goes way up there.
Can you tell us what he's singing?
Yeah, of course I can.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll
tell you everybody's songs for The Weeknd. Everybody does three songs.
Right.
They do their one favourite song
from
the show.
I get a pen, hang on.
Right.
He does Daniel Bedingfield, If You're Not The One.
Oh, nice.
Which is, well, he really gets it. He gets it better than Daniel. Yeah.
You can go higher.
In tune. Right. And then he does Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born, because we have to do a Christmas song.
Johnny Mathis?
Yeah. When a Child is Born.
Is that a bit too old for him?
No.
Okay.
It's a Christmas song.
All right, I'm just worried.
What else can we do? White Christmas? Silent Night? Oh, Holy Night? Andy does a Holy Night. And then our third song is Over the Rainbow, which is an unbelievable version.
Really?
It's by a black American guy. It's fantastic.
So is he doing Agadoo?
No.
Right.
No. Why?
I don't know.
That's Black Lace.
I know.
No. And Andy does, his favourite song for the show is Me and Mrs. Jones.
That's good. He does that well.
He does A Holy Night with a choir. And his new song is Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Mm.
Oh.
Which, Andy can really sing those songs.
And Journey South are doing...
Journey South.
Brian Adams.
No.
Bon Jovi.
They're doing Happy Christmas, War is Over.
With okay.
Everything is on the back and track.
Right.
Reindeers dancing, dancing bells. You name it. They're all on there. Their Let It Be, I think, is their best song from the show.
Oh. Was that last week's?
Yeah, Let It Be.
Although the fella on the right, the fella who plays the guitar,
I think he looks a little bit like David Beckham, but nobody agrees with me.
No, I don't.
A little bit.
I think he's had his teeth done as well.
I'm the only judge that hasn't had my teeth done.
Mm.
I've had nothing done. Simon and Sharon have had everything done. Lifted, nipped, plucked, tucked, everything.
What are they doing? What songs are they doing?
And they're doing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
See, now you have the nine songs.
We did that in Skegness, didn't we, you and me?
Yeah.
Karaoke.
You came on as
I
Elton
came
John.
Out as Elton John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't come out as Elton John. What I meant was like...
Or George Michael.
From behind the curtains. Yes.
Hey, don't be talking like that. Louis will be signing you up.
Mm.
Now, listen... This thing when you walked out of the show the other week was a publicity stunt.
It wasn't, Chris.
Before you answer...
Honestly, it wasn't.
Be very careful because we're at a crossroads here of where we can go.
Yeah. Right?
Now, if you honestly tell me that it was a publicity stunt, I'll go with you.
It was a publicity stunt.
If you don't, and you genuinely were upset...
I was genuinely upset.
Then in that case, we're on national radio now. Let's read Simon's home address and mobile out on the air. Give it some back.
Which... What's his home address?
Well, it's up to you. Now,
no, I wouldn't do that to him.
I've
made it up to him.
Did you? Now, I think you should say to him tomorrow. When they go, and now, here's Louis. You know when Kate does that like a tree with a mic? Yeah. Here's Louis. And it cuts to you. You can go, Simon. And then punch him in the face and go, here's Shane. Like that. Just punch Simon. Brilliant. And you should get your own back on him.
No, it's not worth it. I'm over it now. But it wasn't a publicity stunt. Honestly.
Why were you upset?
Because it was a lot of things.
Because they picked
it. Started off with the Conways, it started off with the Irish Mafia thing, throwing water over me two or three times on live TV, and then there was all these things in the press. It was like every day I opened a paper. I don't have a press person.
Right.
They have. They have two of the best people in the UK doing their press. They were planting all these stories, negative stories about me and slagging me off and Irish leprechaun and da-da-da-da.
It's racist.
It is racist.
It is.
And then I saw one this morning with Philip Schofield, and he said, I couldn't judge a hamster competition. I've had more hit records than any of those people.
Who chose you to do this show?
Simon.
There you go.
Simon. And we're great pals.
Yeah.
We're great pals off camera. But when we get on camera, that's what people judge it on.
Read his number out. I think I've got it. Shall I read it out? People can call
me. No, I can't do that.
Really?
He's done that before on P. Waterman and stuff. I know it ends in 007. I do know that, but it's in 007.
That's fine then. I've definitely got it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But here's your number. 07. No, I don't have...
I don't mind. Everybody has my number, Chris. Everybody has my number.
I don't have your number.
Dominic does.
I'm pals with your producer, Dominic.
No, newsreader.
Newsreader.
That's the... Richard, I'm the producer.
But listen, I really want Shane to win.
I know
what
you
do. What do I do?
I think if Shane doesn't win...
What?
No, that won't work. Why don't you just... Because you're loaded.
I have a few bar, but not as much as Simon or Sharon.
Well, sure, but still.
Yeah.
That Westlife money-making machine.
It works.
Oh,
they work hard.
Good Lord. That must be brilliant.
It is, but they work really hard, Chris.
You must have to buy another house to put all the money in that you make from...
No. Listen, it's not about the money. Winning tomorrow. Tomorrow, I just want to win because it's Shane and because I think he's the best act on the show.
Is it not a win-win scenario? I.e., if he doesn't win, he will still have a career anyway.
He'll have a career, but I want to win. I want to beat Simon and Sharon.
Sure, but as...
With a stick. That's why I got up this morning to come in and do this. I'm looking for votes.
No, by the way, Simon Cowell's a liar. I love Simon Cowell. He promised that he would come on the show and hasn't come on the show.
Really?
At the GQs, he came up to me and went, thanks for saying nice things about the show. And I said, are you going to come on and talk about it? He goes, I will, but I want to do it later on towards the final. Not lovely. He doesn't even bother to come on the show.
And they never
show. And as for that Osborne woman, I'm very disappointed with her too.
She is good fun, though.
She is good fun, but do you know what? She didn't come on the show.
She is good fun. They weren't at soundcheck, are they, yesterday? I was the only judge there.
That's a disgrace.
Isn't that unbelievable?
How unprofessional is that?
Yeah, unprofessional. Especially on the last week.
You should tip the sound guy.
Yeah.
£50
to fade their mics
down. And
then
when it's time for Simon to speak, they switch his mic off. Mm.
Sharon's probably done that already.
Man, I'm telling you.
She probably has.
Put a whoopee cushion on his seat. You know what I mean? Put stink bombs under the desk. That's what I do.
I'm the only judge that wears flat shoes as well.
I'm the only
judge that wears flat shoes. Simon has the Cuban heels. Sharon's the high heels.
I must be honest, I thought you'd have been a Stillies man. I must admit.
maybe next year.
I can see you in stilettos.
Maybe next year, the way this show's going, you know.
Are you gonna stay for a little bit?
If you want me to, yeah. Of course I will.
You'll be pleased to know we had you down for the 8 till 8:30 slot. You've now been such a good guest, we're gonna drag you over the news.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Well done.
Thank you, Chris.
Not many guests get that. Thanks. But you get to stay. all right, Louis, listen, thank you very much. And Steph, can we get you a drink? Do you need a coffee or anything? Is there anything we can do for you?
I thought you were the producer.
I'm the news. I'm kind of the glue that holds the show together, really.
Yeah, right, whatever. Egghead. Anyway, more from Louis Walsh in a second.
Download the latest Chris Moyles podcast
on this week's podcast.
Please welcome a brand new band from Manchester. Take that! Hooray! Look! Here they are, here's Jermaine.
Morning.
Tito.
Morning.
You're on the TV show, Jason doesn't have a house, you just have a car and a Ibiza that you just... you randomly drive round and round in circles up a mountain for no reason whatsoever.
That's so weird. He spent all his money on petrol.
Oh, these cat lovers are now going, yeah, you have to look after the cat. Shall I just put a trail of sauces
all the way to the fella next door, you know the one he had the row with about the fence?
Yeah. With a note on his door, right, saying, all cats welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, the blast could be heard for up to 40 miles away.
It popped our airing cupboard door open. Which is not, it's not quite up there, is it?
bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Chris Moyles Show.
National Radio 1. Do you like the podcast, Louis? Chris, I like it. Louis, that's Louis there.
That was him.
Oh, it's the producer of the show, I see.
Don't Hello. Hello, team.
Yes. You're the glue of the show.
I am.
Yeah. I told you, you want to pack that in. It's not good for you. I like it. Please vote for Shane. Please vote for Shane. Hello there. It's not a great voice, is it?
Not really.
Hello, I'm going a bit weird now. Like an American impression of a leprechaun. Anyway, more from Louis in a second. It's 8:31.
I'm going to say yes.
Ah, oh.
Absolutely no.
Oh, he's changed his mind again. That's you, Louis.
I know.
Brilliant. Louis Walsh is here. He's here to ask you to vote for Shane in the final of X Factor. There are stories in the paper today. Now, what does the story in the paper say? That Shane is after the gay vote?
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Gay people can vote for Shane?
Absolutely. Mm. Anybody can.
Yeah.
We love pink phones, black phones, white phones, it doesn't matter.
Louis was telling me, he said, although that story has been planted by somebody else, he said, that's not true at all. He said, but I'm quite happy to go, I don't care. If gay people want to vote for Shane, that's great. Incidentally, he wants me to point out that both Simon Cowell's act and Sharon Osbourne's act are all homophobic. if you're gay, you should vote for Shane.
Absolutely.
Might not entirely be true, but vote for Shane anyway.
Yeah, vote for Shane twice. Sometimes you can vote 3 to 4 times.
Yeah.
And the real fans vote 10 times.
Well, I hope for you, I hope for you you win, because I know it would mean a lot to you.
It means, it's nothing to do with money. I really want, if I don't win this competition with Shane, Chris, I'm never going to win any competition, but I think he's the best I've ever had.
Westlife won the competition the other night. The record of the year,
yeah.
You
raised me up. Yeah, they're fantastic. They're the easiest boys I've ever worked with, you know.
And one of them was on the books at Leeds United, which is always good.
Nicky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nicky Byrne, yeah.
Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Got to point that out.
And Chris, Robbie Williams is not happy because I slide him off in the papers.
Oh.
And I shouldn't have done it because he's an icon, he's a brilliant, successful artist. And I'm never going to slag him again, and I want to say it on your show.
What did he say?
I got a message that he was pissed off at me, and I did say things about him that he was a karaoke singer. And all
right.
That,
you just lashed back.
Sorry?
You just lashed back at him, that's all.
Yeah, and I probably shouldn't have done it, but because he's a real, he's a proper
he's
star.
He's a great karaoke singer.
And he's a proper star.
No, but, you know, I reckon if you put Robbie on a karaoke machine, he'd be brilliant.
Yeah, well.
No, so why is that an insult?
Anyway, I shouldn't have slagged him off, because he is a proper star, selling an awful lot of records.
There you go.
And he works it really well. He works the room fantastic. So I'm sorry.
So if anyone knows Robbie, pass the message on that Louis has said. Louis wants to say to Robbie he's sorry, and would you mind voting for Shane on Saturday night?
That would be great. Well, he likes Shane. He told Kate Thornton that he thought that Shane was like a new Robbie.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, at the Anton Deck party, because she told me back.
Well, that's what. So any Robbie fans listening should now vote for Shane too.
Yeah, a few times, please.
I think we're plugging the enough for you. I think we're doing well.
Right, you're doing a good campaign on this, aren't you?
What, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just, you know what? I'm helping out my new Uncle Louis.
Mm.
He's Uncle Louis. We're related. Do you not know that? It's true.
Is that official, then?
Kind of. Right, should we do some questions from our listeners?
Okay.
Is this all right?
Yeah.
I'll play you them saying hello. If you don't like the sound of them, you can say pass and we don't have to hear their question.
Okay.
Right? To put you in the driving seat. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Louis. It's Hannah, and I'm a media student from London.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Hannah.
Okay.
I was just wondering, Louis, have you got an advent calendar this year?
Have I what?
Got an advent calendar.
What's an advent calendar?
Where you open the doors?
For Christmas.
No, I don't know
you
what
you must have seen
an advent calendar.
No?
What, Louis?
Don't have one. I don't know what they are.
An advent calendar. It's all the day. You open a little window every day and you have a bit of chocolate or something and then it...
Chris, I live in Dublin. We don't have them.
Advent calendars, you do.
Honestly, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's astonishing.
Really?
It's true, though. I swear, yeah. I know what a calendar is, though.
Right, and this is like an advent calendar.
No, I don't know what it is.
We must have one upstairs. I'll go and find you one and...
Try and find Louis an advent calendar.
Hannah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
And we can open the first 16 days now.
Okay. I'm blown away.
Okay, I don't know.
You can afford one.
Yeah.
Only cheap.
Okay, I'll get one.
Wow. I don't know.
That's bizarre.
Isn't it? Mm. Right, next person.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Louis.
Hello.
My name's Alex. I'm a bookmaker from Birmingham.
Alex, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Louis, I'd just like to ask, do you miss working on Ground Force with Alan Titchmarsh?
Oh, good Lord.
Who's he?
Yeah. Oh, is this a Tommy Walsh gag?
Yeah, he thinks it's Tommy Walsh, not Louis Walsh.
Oh, no relation.
You see that there, hey?
Do they get better?
I bloody well hope so.
Okay.
Right, now this is a nice question.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Louis. This is Steve in Wakefield. I'm a second-year acting student.
Mm. Oh, Steve, what have you got to ask me?
Louis, I was wondering if you and Simon would ever duet on a Christmas single.
I would. Definitely would.
Would you do it?
I would, of course, yeah. You know what I'd love to see Simon do more than anything else in the whole world? I'd love to see him on, you know, Strictly Dancing. I think that'd be so funny.
Really?
Yeah, and those high heels. He wears high heels.
Why do you keep saying this?
Yeah.
Is he a short man?
He likes the bit of high
heels. Does he wear built-up shoes?
He's not tall, is he? Because he came in to see us on this show, and he's quite short, isn't he?
He likes the Cuban heels. Like Michael Flatley, you know?
Are they in the final as well, the Cuban heels?
Yeah,
they're up against Journey South.
Journey North, maybe.
Vote for Shane. here's another one.
Hi, Chris. This is Sam from Glasgow, and I work in electronics.
Can we talk to Sam, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
My question to Louis is, Louis, who's the most famous person that's ever chatted you up?
Wow. I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you that.
Michael Jackson?
No!
Michael Flatley?
No! I'm not telling you.
Really?
No, can't tell you.
Are you married, Louis?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the hours wouldn't save me.
I don't know where to go with that either.
Okay. Next question.
Next question.
Hi, Chris. My name's Wes. I'm from Scunthorpe House, been an HGV driver.
There you go, Wes.
Yeah. Can we talk to Wes, yeah?
Louis, did it offend you when Sharon took that water on you?
It did, because it was live TV, and because she did three glasses. One glass was okay, but three was a bit much. Yeah. Plus, she did it last year to Simon, and then she did it at me the other day. She needs a new trick for next year.
Also, it's a health and safety hazard, isn't it, when you're wearing a radio mic?
A little bit, but it wasn't just that.
Do you know what I think you should do to her tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Set fire to her hair.
No.
Well, she has a lot of it. Why?
No, you know what he does? You need to get a massive hose pipe and just stand there and aim it at Simon and Sharon. That'll shut them up.
Sharon, it takes her 3 hours to get ready.
One of those jet washers that you get in the garage.
Because then you just put out from under the desk a massive big spray gun. Shut your mouth, Osborne. You're going down.
You should do
now
that.
Now this is a soaking and just...
The super soakers.
Yeah.
It takes them 3 hours to get ready, honestly. The hair, the makeup, the whole house.
That'd be great.
That's Simon, right?
Yeah,
right.
Sprayed head to toe.
The Revenge of Louis. That would be excellent.
Do you... Is it true, I read in the paper, is it true that you wear special contact lenses that are slightly tinted to avoid the glare from Simon's new fake white teeth?
No, not yet. Maybe next year. No, I don't, honestly. But
they were ridiculous.
He has new teeth, yeah.
They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. But that's him.
Worse than Ronan's teeth.
But same dentist.
Are you still friends with Ronan?
We did fall out, but I'm hoping to get boys on back together for a reunion tour. And I'm talking to four of them. I'd love him to do the tour, because...
Ronan should.
He should. And he is when we're working together, we get on fantastically well. Honestly.
Bless him. You ever hear his version of Fairy Tale in New York?
Yeah.
Was that anything to do with you?
Maybe.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's not as good as the Pogues version.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ronan is on tune. He's great. He really is good. And he sings those country songs really well.
You say bear, and you say not notable.
I know Zayn Armand is listening at the moment.
Really?
Mr. Charlton. Gordon Charlton, yeah.
Hey, they should sign me up.
Yeah, you should. Did you ever make a record, Chris?
Do you know, Louis, it's weird that you should say that.
Oh. Because we have, yes.
We did. We pressed a track.
We should do a track.
We had it mixed at, I don't know whether you've heard, there's a studios in London, Abbey Road studios.
That's where we mixed it.
Yeah.
I've got deja vu.
Listen, shut up.
Why don't you do it for next Christmas?
Hey?
I'd love to make a record with you for next Christmas.
We should do
it. Honestly, great fun.
I think so. But I'm very demanding as an artist.
They all are.
Do we have a copy of the track?
Oh, well,
no. Somewhere. We played it to Simon last year. He was suitably unimpressed.
He said it was rubbish.
But he says that to everything.
I know.
He signs Zig and Zag.
And the WWF Superstars.
Yeah, and a lot worse.
And the Power Rangers.
Yeah, and Robson and Jerome. And Five.
Well, there you go.
And Worlds Apart. And Sunita.
Worlds Apart?
Yeah, that was him.
So, listen, Saturday night then. X Factor. What time is it on?
It's early. It's on the same time as Strictly Dancing. I think it's 6:45.
Right, okay. And it'll be, everybody does three songs each.
Three songs each, yeah. Okay. And there's an hour to vote.
Okay, so listen, Louis would love to win with Shane Ward.
Absolutely. I'd do anything. I swear to God.
Mate, easy. Steady. Come on now.
I just really...
That'll get you into trouble.
Okay.
He was telling me, by the way, off the air that it wasn't a publicity stunt when he walked out of the show either.
Honestly, it wasn't.
He walked out of the show because he was worried that he might punch Simon in the face on live television.
Yeah. And that face cost a lot of money.
Knack of them teeth.
Oh, no!
Do you know what? I've given you that, but you don't have to play it.
That's Chris's record.
That's our record, right? Which we recorded in...
Play it.
In the year 2000.
Play it.
I'll play you a bit.
Okay. Only...
Yeah, we don't have to play it all.
Do you know what? I don't want to sound like one of the people who goes, oh no, where did you find that? But where did you find that?
Jocelyn found it,
like, within seconds.
We had the prospect of a record deal
now,
on this.
It's...
Until they heard it.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest. I'm a little bit worried to play this to Louis because, and I absolutely mean this, I worry that Louis will actually like it for real.
Yeah.
Now, when we played it to Simon, I think Simon was impressed, but because he plays the act of going...
It's all panto with him,
isn't it? Absolutely dreadful. Mm. Whereas I think you will like it.
Well, listen, you made Peter Andre get a number one record.
Oh, come on.
He can't sing.
Don't remind me.
He's not a good singer.
He's a nice guy, though. He's harmless.
Yeah, but that's not a reason to buy his record.
Harmless. All right. So, listen, the idea of this was, we were talking about boy bands.
Yeah.
And how difficult can it be to write a pop record?
It's so difficult.
So we went and wrote a pop record.
Yeah.
And it's called You're My Baby. See, he's laughing.
I want to hear it.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit.
The band.
Now, my vocals are a little bit gravelly.
That's okay.
All right.
You're Irish.
And my rapping is
Well, it's...
To be honest, I don't think we'll get that far into the track. No. Are you ready, Louis?
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you like that already?
I want to hear the vocal.
Okay, right. I have to leave too. You know, when we play this, by the way, we still get a PRS.
Do we?
Yeah, of course we do, yeah.
Production's nice, isn't it?
Pretty full.
Yeah. Here come the vocals, Louis. Strap yourself in.
Baby, when I look into your eyes.
That's me.
That's okay. It really comes as no surprise.
Lyrics are a bit cheesy.
To find out that our love is true. It's a good voice.
Thank you.
A real love, Chris, for me.
I like it. Brilliant. Ah, now I'm happy.
The touch of your skin and the smell of your hair makes me smile, cause I know.
This is me. It's for good. Yeah.
Let's be together.
It's meant to be cheesy.
You've got a very commercial voice, Chris.
I like it. Now, listen, when it comes to the chorus, now, you know, you make pop records, there is some backing vocals in there.
Always.
Right. And I'm in there as well somewhere.
You're quite...
I think I'm in heaven. You're my baby. I really
it's
love
a hit.
You.
Thank you.
It's a hit record.
Boyzone.
Yeah.
This could be their comeback single.
With you.
No, I'll just take the PRS.
It should be Keith.
I'll just take the writing credit. That'll do me. I'm not down. Okay, do you want to hear...
Honestly, it's a really commercial voice.
There you see.
I'm surprised.
I'll get to Dave's rap.
And I like it.
Well, the rap kind of gives it an urban flavour and crossover appeal.
Oh, no, that's there. There. Right. Dave's rap name is Chalk Ice.
Okay.
Okay, so he raps on it, and he wrote the rap himself.
Okay.
All right.
You and me, babe, will be forever.
That's me.
Chalk Ice.
Baby, baby, I think you're ace. I love your clothes, your hair, and your face. I'll stick with you like super glue. Babe, I ain't lying, you know it's true. Yo, hip, you're dope, you're super fly. And I'm so pleased that I'm your guy. Yo, wild, you're free, you're super funky. I love you, baby, you cheeky monkey.
Look at that.
Urban.
Louis genuinely is bobbing up and down.
I think you've got a really, really commercial voice.
Simon, turn this down.
He doesn't know. He
what
doesn't
does he know?
Nothing.
He's been working with puppets.
Absolutely. There that was go. Five.
Are you not just being nice?
No, I think it's a really, I think he's got a really commercial voice.
I really love you.
A bit of harmonies in there.
I know that our love will always be true.
Not my harmonies, granted.
We'll be good.
Always forever.
Look at that.
There is no maybe.
You know what's coming, don't you?
A key change.
Key change.
Gonna have a key change.
And everybody stands up and walks forward.
And I insisted that we have a in it.
You know, just to go in the key.
I don't know what the technical term is, but it goes.
I know what you mean.
Right, I love the fact that Louis goes. Right, here we go. Here we go. Key change.
You're my baby.
There you go.
It's a hit.
Oh, yes. Now it's I'm happy. I'm very happy. I can see Boyzone doing that.
Yeah, yeah, with you.
Yeah.
Would you do it with Boyzone?
You can
no, not
Keith.
With me.
Why not?
Because I'll just take the money.
But somebody has to sing it.
No, Boyzone can sing.
Right,
sing.
I mean, no, we need you.
I should get Keith on it. Keith Duffy. Get Duffy on it.
In any...
Duffy, you're my baby. You know, I'm now finally, Dave, after 5.5 years...
We finally got the recognition we so fully deserve.
It's a good song. I like it.
Well, listen, Louis, it is available.
Okay, I want...
You can
we do it for next Christmas?
You can do it. I don't care who would. Shane could do it
for next Christmas with you.
I want
you on the track.
No, forget me on the
video.
Track.
I want you on the track.
I'm selling the track. I'm like them guys in Sweden or whatever who write the pop stuff songs. Yeah. I'm like Kathy Dennis, but a man.
Okay.
Shane could record that.
Yeah, it's a good song, but I want you to do it.
Well, yeah, but I'm not, you know.
I think we'd make more money if Shane did it.
I've got a whole year to talk you into doing
it. All right, okay. My mum, by the way, is texting saying good luck to Shane on Saturday. Love,
oh,
mum.
Oh, good.
So there
your
you
mother
go.
And my mother.
What?
Your mother and my mother.
My mother's texting. Well, your mum doesn't have my number. So, and mum's now. My mum says I'm better than that now. And she's right.
Okay.
I'm not as graspy. You know,
it's raspy, not graspy.
I know. I know what I felt like that morning we recorded it. Anyway,
I think it's good.
Thank you. I feel very full for
it. It's better than Tony Blackburn's record.
I can't believe Simon didn't sign it. I think he was a fool to himself.
Well, we should prove him wrong. Get a hit with this.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, Louis, I could talk to you all morning, but I'd run out of things. Good luck. Arden Saturday was Shane Ward.
Thank you, Christopher Moore.
And you genuinely really want to win.
I really want to win. I hope everybody votes for him.
And Louis has promised me, to any women listening who fancy Shane, if Shane wins, he will drop his trousers at the end of the show. Is that right?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
They have to vote for him.
Okay, fine. There you go. And if Shane doesn't win, Louis will drop his trousers. So the decision is yours.
Okay, we get no votes. It's better than Simon dropping his.
Louis said to me, by the way, if he drops his trousers and Shane drops his trousers, right, and they've, you know, turned their back on the audience, Louis worried that people might think it's Journey South coming back on stage.
If Simon dropped his trousers, they'd be on his waist.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd take him an hour to undo
them. Loads of
up above his arm like that, pull them down. Anyway, Louis, thank you very much, Louis Walsh.
Thanks a million, Chris.
Thank you.
And good luck to Shane and everybody else.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Pleasure.
Right, we need to do Tedious Link, Dave.
We do.
We're running late, but we're what?
Sounding great.
You can stay.
That song is good.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it? Please, seriously. Stick on a Westlife album. That's all. You know how much album tracks make. I'm quite... A B-side, that'll do. Right, anyway, Tedious Link. Right, Dave.
Yes.
How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track?